Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. We're continuing a Lenten study in obedience. We've began with an invitation to obedience. We then talked about an invitation to hear, that obedience is about learning to hear from God and obey those things that He directs us in. We then talked about mature obedience. And so today, we're moving through this Lenten season with this topic today on perfecting our obedience. Our scripture comes out of Hebrews 5, 8 through 9. Though He, Jesus, was a son, yet He learned obedience by the things which He suffered. And having been perfected, He became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey Him. So what have we learned about obedience? According to Webster, obedience is defined as submission to authority. Operating with that definition, our natural response is to challenge it, to resist it, or even disavow it. On the other hand, obedience from a Christian worldview is more than just following the letter of the law. It's about hearing God. It's about discerning what He wants and choosing that outcome. And that's what we had said about the Hebrew word in Old Testament for obey really means to hear. It is described as an attitude or a faith disposition. It is an outward response of the heart that hears God and turns to Him. Where does obedience come from? Obedience is evidence of a personal relationship with God. It is not motivated by guilt nor shame, but by love. John 14 and 15 says, "If you love me, you keep my commandment." We agreed last week that the mature obedience is both the outcome of our faith walk and it's how we can achieve spiritual maturity. Let me say that again. Obedience is both the outcome of our faith walk, how we walk every day and what we experience and how we respond. And it is also a way that we can achieve our spiritual maturity. Each time we make a decision or choose a direction or reply to an action, we are challenged to respond with a heart that hears from God. The best example we have, of course, is Jesus. The writer of Hebrews offered up that perspective in our text that we began our lesson with today. Jesus, who was the Son, He learned obedience by what He suffered. The things that He experienced, He was asked to do, and He obeyed, and He obeyed, and that obedience resulted in our eternal salvation. Our text gives us a clue into how our obedience becomes perfected. It begins and ends with a clear understanding of Jesus and His walk of obedience. First, Jesus never sinned. Jesus had no need to become perfect for His work of salvation. Jesus was perfect in His nature. 1 Peter 1:2 says, "He committed no sin, neither was guile in His mouth." Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one in every respect has been tempted as we were, yet without sin." So He experienced past, the things that we experience today, and then and yet still did not sin. Imagine that. Even as a rambunctious child, a growing teenager, and a vibrant young man, Jesus never sinned. No defiance, no hidden excuses. To fulfill God's requirement for a blameless sacrifice of sin, Jesus suffered and was obedient unto death. Secondly, Jesus learned. What did he learn? Jesus learned what it meant to be human by experiencing all the emotions and sensations that we as frail humans feel. Why? So that he could identify with our depravity and our brokenness. Jesus willingly experienced the full range of emotions he had placed in us at creation. It says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace in time of need." Jesus knew that we would need his help, his support, and he felt that same emotion as he walked on the earth. Jesus was moved with compassion. It said that he saw the crowds and he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. It said he went ashore in Mark 6:34, and he saw a large crowd and he had compassion upon them and he began to teach them. Jesus cried, of course we know, with the loss of his dear friend Lazarus, that Jesus wept. And then he withdrew. He felt necessary to get to a quiet place by himself so that he would be able to pray to the Father for strength. Jesus was condemned, and he, in the end, when he saw the crowds, he turned to the scribes and the Pharisees who sat at Moses' seat in judgment. And he said to them, and he challenged them on how they responded to the people. So his emotions, he had compassion, he cried, he withdrew, he condemned those who were disobedient. But it is in God, in Jesus' passion, that we see the greatest evidence of his humanity. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he was in excruciating agony, sweating drops of blood. Ultimately, Jesus bore the full weight of our sin by hanging on a cross and by dying. Jesus was perfected. The final translation of perfected is to bring to an end a proposed goal. Jesus accomplished the purpose crafted by God before the foundation of the world to bring redemption, restoration, and reconciliation to all mankind. Jesus became the all and everything that we needed to bring fallen man back from his sinfulness and to salvation. Jesus learned about humanity and why his sacrificial death was the only solution for sin problem. He became the author of eternal salvation, the firstborn among many brethren, and the first begotten from the dead. Jesus' perfecting was accomplished through what? His obedience. Jesus submitted to and love for God resulted in the greatest gift we as believers will ever receive, freedom from sin and eternal salvation. to put into words the enormity of God's plan of salvation, it is impossible. I close with the words from F.B. Meyers on the perfecting of Christ. May his words move your spirit to a new level of obedience. For the long and steep ascent of life, our Father has given us a companion, a captain of the march, a brother, even Jesus our Lord, who passed through the suffering of death and is now crowned with glory and honor. He has passed along our pathway and climbed our steep ascent that he might become our merciful and faithful friend and helper. In this sense, he was perfected and became unto all them that obey him the author of salvation. Understanding obedience is captured in the life and love of Jesus Christ. Jesus is our model and the example we daily strive to emulate. Let us endeavor by the power of the Holy Spirit to be conformed to his image and ultimately transformed into all that God has purposed us to be. Joyce Meyer had this to say about obedience. Obedience to God is the pathway to life that we really want to live. Obedience to God is the pathway to the life we really want to live. And if you would like to begin to live that life of obedience, but you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, we invite you to do that today. Go to our website, click on the tab noted as the invitation, and it will give you the instructions on how you can do it. It's simple, and it will change your life forever. That's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Please share this podcast with friends and family, and I will see you on next week on Morning Reflections. Be blessed. Bye-bye.